Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with trade guru Kent Backus talking about the U.S.-Japanese trade agreement in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 10th from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 22,500 head, including 5,100 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, 9,000 wean calves, and 5,000 calves on calves. If you'd like to know estimated time and loss sale, or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
On Monday, the U.S. and the Japanese signed the trade agreement announced last week by President Trump and Prime Minister Abe. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says this is a big deal for the U.S. and especially for the U.S. beef industry.
This was an important step forward in our relationship with the Japanese, because even though we do a lot of business with the Japanese, we don't have a trade agreement. We don't have any rules that are specific to the U.S. and Japan. For the beef industry specifically, this will put us on par with all of our competitors in the Japanese market. So instead of being stuck at that massive 38.5%, we're going to see that tariff rate go down. And the good thing is we're not going to be playing catch up in that market. We're going to have an opportunity to continue to be competitive. Because Japanese consumers, like American consumers, you know, they look at price. Price is an important thing. Japanese producers or consumers look at quality as well. So when you look at U.S. beef compared to product from Australia or New Zealand or Mexico, even Canada, when you look at what we're producing compared to theirs, I think we have a significant advantage. The quality, the marbling, the consistency of production, no one can match us in that. So this is a great opportunity to capitalize on growing beef demand in Japan and to put more dollars in the pockets of our producers. This means we'll have more Japanese consumers competing for more U.S. beef, and that is exactly the kind of message that we need right now.
And Kim Backus believes that success in this bilateral could mean more trade success down the road.
I definitely think this opens the opportunity for that. I think, you know, there's a lot of concern that with the U.S. leaving a multilateral trade agreement like the TPP, did that mean the U.S. was going to regress? Did it mean that we were going to fall back into more protectionist mode? And obviously, the use of tariffs kind of escalated some of those concerns. This bilateral agreement, the Japanese, which is, by the way, one of the most protectionist markets in the world, sends a strong message that we'll negotiate with anyone. If you're willing to play by the rules, if you're willing to let free market and science and rules-based trade be the basis of our relationship, then we're open for business. And I think that sends a strong message to China. It sends a strong message to everyone else who wants to have a trade agreement with the top economy in the world, that this is how it's going to happen. I got to give a lot of credit to our trade negotiators, because the Japanese are masterful negotiators. And to be able to secure a deal like this and to get them to be willing to open that very protected market, that is a true testament to the quality and the caliber of the people that we have representing us at the negotiating table. So I think we owe them a lot of credit. And we also owe a lot of credit to our producers, who've been very patient through this whole process. It would have been very easy to turn and to be very critical of the administration and those in power who are fighting these battles. And instead, we've stood by the president, and we've made sure that we focus on the end goal, and we focus on everything that we can do to help facilitate that. So this is just a great example of the great working relationship between the U.S. beef industry, specifically the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and the Trump administration.
All right, Kent Backus, great work. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
NCBA's Kent Backus. By the way, Japanese officials say they're agreeable to making this agreement be effective 1st of January, a great way to start 2020. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 annual female production sale Saturday, October 12th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. 126 head will sell as 69 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall cow-calf pairs, and heavy breads, along with spring calving bred heifers. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Hope you have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.